Chapter 12. Kristoff. Even with my still human eyes, I could see the hunched forms and awkward movements of zombies in the distance. The horde stumbled towards the village like a black wave, and some of the monsters had already reached the wooden wall that encircled it. The zombies moaned and scratched at the gate and log walls, and soon a mass of them was threatening to break into the village. Even though guards stood on the wall and fired arrows down into the horde, still more came in from the fields to fill in the gaps. Screams rang out from the village, and as I realized they would not send any soldiers out to aid the fight, I wondered how prepared these people were for such an attack. Sure, they had a wall, but it was wood, and they seemed like the only piece of civilization for miles around. I couldn't quite understand who would build a village in such a precarious place, but I had no time to question that now. My companions and I raced towards the zombies out in the open, unsheathing our weapons. Onyx stopped to unhook the carriage from her horse, but she quickly caught back up to us and was the first into the fray. Her massive greatsword sparkled underneath the stars, and in a great, swooping arc, she cut the heads off of three zombies at once. The gargoyle let a menacing snarl escape her lips, and I was glad the Doombringer was on my side. For a moment, I watched my giant friend. She truly was in her element. Onyx positioned herself in the middle of the horde and swung her greatsword over her head with one arm. Then, reaching up with her free hand, she grabbed her weapon and drove it down on her right side with full force, cutting a huge gash across two more zombies. She used her momentum to swing her weapon up and then back down to the left side of her horse, cutting down more of the undead. Onyx rode through the center of the horde, swinging her blade from side to side, killing any zombies that approached her, until a path of blood and guts trailed behind her. She had parted the sea of zombies, and Rosbrand followed in her wake, using her own sword to chop down the waves of monsters that were unlucky enough to get near her. The Vampire Queen and the Doombringer now were side by side, and the two warrior women rode in a tight circle, protecting each other's backs. Rosmarin lunged and slashed, her blade soon covered in blackish blood. It was rare to see her fiercer side come out, and sometimes I forgot how truly beautiful and terrifying she could be. She jammed her sword into a rotting corpse and kicked it backward, freeing her sword from the body. She swung back behind her and decapitated another stumbling creature. Watching her and Onyx make quick work of the zombies had me in awe. These two had been fighting side by side for so many years, and so this skirmish was second nature to them. They weren't just warriors to me, they were goddesses, sent to protect our world. I firmly believed these two fierce fighters could easily slay the whole horde by themselves. But they weren't alone. Erwin, with her red hair splaying out behind her as she charged forward, flanked the horde on the far right side, riding around the edge and picking off zombie after zombie with her bow. She sent arrow after arrow soaring into the army, hitting each target square in the head. A couple of the beasts approached her, but she quickly pulled the dagger from the holster on her thigh and jammed the blade into the zombie's brain. She continued her curve around the edge of the horde, but stayed at a distance, using her long-range weapon to her advantage. If she thought any of the creatures were too close to Onyx and Rosmarin, she loosed an arrow but focused most of her energies on the zombies nearest her. Rachel steered around the left side of the horde, looking like death itself with her black hair flowing behind her as she charged forward on her dark horse. She angled her woldo down to her right and sliced apart a row of zombies. She hadn't cut off their heads, but it sliced them in half, so many of them still crawled around on the ground, dragging their upper torsos along. They reached out towards Rachel, chomping their teeth, still bloodthirsty, but she whirled back around and removed their heads. As Rachel and Erwin worked on depleting the edges of the horde, and Rosmarin and Onyx lowered their numbers from the center, I steered my horse in diagonal lines across the army, slashing throats and thrusting my dagger into their fleshy brains. I hadn't fought on horseback before, but my blade was now such an extension of my body that I simply let it do the work. I cut my way through the zombies, killing the dead on either side of me, and once I reached the far end of the horde, I whipped around for another pass. I moved through the horde a little slower this time, so I could focus on dispatching as many as possible. Waves of zombies still seemed to roll in from the hills, materializing out of the dark, but we fought on. I jabbed my dagger into a skull, then swung it to the other side and sliced through a fleshy neck, causing the zombies' black blood to spray out at my horse and me. I kicked back the monsters on both sides of me, and rode past Rosamund and Onyx still in their graceful war dance. The two were working together so flawlessly, either focusing on one or two zombies at a time, or using each other's momentum to their advantage. Rosamund kicked an approaching zombie back, right into the path of Onyx's blade. The gargoyle sliced the thing's head off and then stabbed another one straight through and held it still so Rosamund could ride around and swing her blade through its neck. Rachel still fought on the far end of the horde, doing all that she could to keep them from flooding the village. She steered her horse back and forth and swung her crescent blade in rapid twirling motions so that it looked blurred as she directed it into the zombies. Blood, guts, and body parts flew up and around her as she let out a high-pitched warrior cry. Some of the zombies that had been bumbling toward the village noticed the commotion of Rachel absolutely decimating other zombies, and they redirected on her. Soon, zombies surrounded her on all sides, but even through the dark in the distance, I saw the wild smile on her lips. Or maybe I just imagined it, but I knew it was there as she forcefully swung her weapon low, and I almost couldn't believe what I saw. Multiple zombies at a time flew backward as her blade cut across them. That was something I would have expected to see from Onyx and her massive sword, and I had a renewed admiration for the goth vampire. Sahar, who had stayed on the north side of the horde closest to the tree line, sent volleys of fire into the zombies, lighting up the battlefield in the orange flickering light. Shadows danced all around us, making the zombies seem more terrifying, but my friends also looked far more menacing in the dancing firelight. Zahar's flames proved to be doubly helpful as the brainless zombies who had caught on fire wandered into other zombies until a whole section of the horde was burning. Their moans and groans filled the air, as did the crackling of their burning bodies. But the stench that rose up into the starry sky was almost enough to make me fall off my horse. I pulled a piece of clothing from my pack and wrapped it around my nose and continued to fight through the hordes, now staying clear of the section on fire. As the firelight flickered and faded as zombies turned to ash, I thought about riding to the center and unleashing my powers. I could turn this whole horde to ash if I did that, but even during the practice sessions with Zahar, I still had a long way to go before I mastered control. It was difficult enough to concentrate on the energy within me, even in the calm of the lab or even in the magic of the Carwyn Forest, and I feared if I tried to use the light now, with so much happening around me, it would be a repeat of the Battle of Constanta, and I would deplete so much energy that I'd be useless in the fight. Or worse, I would die. I rode back into the crowd of undead and tried to focus on the energy inside me just to see if using my powers would be possible, but fleshy hands grabbed at my horse and me. One managed to latch onto my foot and pulled with surprising strength. I yelled and clung onto my horse's neck, but hands reached up my legs. Though I tried coaxing my horse forward, the zombies held on, and I feared they would pull me off my mount. I braced myself for the fall off my horse, ready to slash at the zombies I knew would try to pile on me. If I had to, I would do my best to release light and face the consequences. But before they could pull me from my horse, a ball of darkness enveloped me. I couldn't see anything for a moment, and then the globe exploded and covered the zombies nearest to me in an oily substance. Steam sizzled off of their bodies, and the hands loosened their hold on me as their rotted flesh melted away. Within a few moments, the zombies turned into puddles of goo. As I reoriented myself, I caught sight of Sahar atop her horse with hands raised. She sent more balls of darkness into the horde, and soon many of the zombies crackled and sizzled before melting away onto the field. Sahar's magic was impressive, to say the least, and she made quick work of the zombies using her spells to kill handfuls at a time. She fired more orbs of darkness into the monsters and unleashed waves of wind that blew the zombies down. Fireballs soared across the field and exploded, sending burning zombies flying. I gave Sahar a nod of thanks and rode back into the fray after pulling myself back up on my horse. I let my dagger dance through the darkness. I stuck it into a zombie skull on my right, then I kicked a form nearing me to the left. My blade whizzed across my body and sliced the throat of a moaning enemy, and I kicked again, sending a zombie flying backward into its companions. I reached the other side of the horde in time for Rosmarin and Onyx to make their own pass through the army. The two rode from their positions in the center of the horde all the way to the far end, where Erwin still sent arrows zipping into zombies. Rosmarin and Onyx left a couple of feet between them as they charged through the middle of the mass. Each had their blades angled down toward each other, so they created a death trap between them, and any zombie caught in their wake was quickly severed in two. Rachel had now entered the mass of the horde and rode through behind them, catching the stupid zombies off guard as they stumbled after Rosmarin and Onyx, who had ridden far past them. Erwin still rode around the edges of the battle, quickly picking off zombies until the horde had decreased considerably. Hundreds of rotting corpses lay on the field as the council slew zombie after zombie. I was just about to ride back through the horde when loud screams rang out into the night coming from the village. I spun around just as a mass of what I could only assume were lichlings surrounded the village. Never before had I seen walking skeletons, and these hurled magic spells at the wooden walls and village gates. With the help of the incoming lichlings, the zombies that had been pounding on the gate finally broke through when a skeleton launched a fireball into the gate. The dark wave of undead stumbled into the village like a terrible tsunami, and the eager lichlings followed after them, still throwing spells. I sat on my horse on the edge of the battle and stared in horrified awe. "Kristoff!" I heard Sahar shout. She startled me out of my terror, and I saw the sorceress rush by on her brown horse in the direction of the besieged village. She waved me on to join her. So I cut more of the monsters down as I raced towards the village with Sahar.